This is Gene Monterostelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and welcome to another free tap-along audio. Before we jump into today's audio, I'd like to remind you that in addition to all of the great free resources you can find on this website, I also work with clients one-on-one. In addition to working with general issues, I have special treatment plans for smoking cessation, weight release, practice building, and working with families that have children with autism and Asperger's syndrome. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one or more information, simply go to tappingqa.com/booking. That's tappingqa.com/booking. And I hope you enjoy today's audio. I am always doing that which I cannot do in order that I may learn how to do it. Pablo Picasso. Oftentimes, change and transformation requires us to do new things, different things. Things that are outside of our comfort zone, things that we've never tried before. And that can be scary. I mean, there's a part of us that doesn't want to step out because there's the possibility of failure. And that's just a really natural defense mechanism and a natural resistance. Today we're going to talk and tap about how we can put ourselves in a situation where we can safely move forward by trying things that we've never done before. So to start, just tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath for me. And as you tap on the side of the eye, just repeat after me. There are many new things I would like to try. Under the eye, I would like to meet new people. Under the nose, I would like to go new places. Chin, I would like to do things I've never done before. Column. But the problem with doing new things for the first time is it can be really scary. Under the arm, when I do new things, side of the hand, I have the opportunity to mess up. Top of the head, I have the opportunity to fail. Eyebrow, I have the opportunity for others to see I can't do something. Side of the eye, I have the opportunity to see myself as a failure. Under the eye, I don't like failing. Under the eye, even at things that I don't know how to do, chin, I don't like it when other people have seen me fail. Collarbone, or when other people think I have failed. Collarbone, because of this, it's easier to not try new things. Under the arm, but I know new things are good for me. Side of the hand, there have been many times when I've tried new things and it's been good for me. Top of the head, even if I didn't do it perfectly the first time. Eyebrow, there have been times when I've been faced with new challenges and everything has gone wrong. Side of the eye, I am not perfect. Under the eye, I know this. Under the nose, and everybody else knows this. Chin, it's okay that I don't know how to do everything. Collarbone, and it's okay for me to try things I've never done before. Liver spot, I know when I put myself out there to meet new people. Under the arm, when I put myself out there to do new things. Side of the hand, I learn. Top of the head, I grow. Eyebrow, I expand what I enjoy doing. Side of the eye, this doesn't mean I'm going to go running into the world without thinking about what's next. Under the eye, this doesn't mean I'm going to ignore danger. Under the nose, this doesn't mean I'm going to be foolish. Chin, but it is possible for me to try new things. Collarbone, knowing I'm going to be successful sometime. Liver spot, I'm going to be less successful other times. Under the arm, but I will have a chance to learn. Side of the hand, I'll have a chance to grow. Top of the head, I will have a chance to learn. Eyebrow, taking risk can be good for me. Side of the eye, it has been in the past. Under the eye, trying new things can be good for me. Under the nose, it has been in the past. Chin, this is my chance to move forward. This is my chance to try something new. Side of the hand, knowing new and different can be good. Collarbone, nice deep breath. And just recognize all the great new opportunities you have today.
I hope you enjoyed today's free Tap Along audio. If you'd like to download a commercial-free version of this audio or a written transcript of this audio, all you need to do is go to tappingqna.com/membership to find out all of the information about our premium member services. This audio is copyright Gene Montarastelli, Tapping Q&A, 2011. Before you add tapping or anything else to your daily routine, make sure you check with your primary care physician. Music for this Tap Along audio is provided by Chris Onak via Creative Commons license.